Yeah, I really liked our grit out there. You know, it was Melbourne shot the ball extremely well and executed really well. So a number of times we could have just said it's not our night. You know, they're shooting the ball really well, but we just stayed the fight. You know, kept on going. In the last 2 minutes, we got a little bit of momentum, and obviously the Red Army helped us get us over the line.
When you look back on reviewing that game, their shooting percentage dropped quarter by quarter, and your defensive pressure went up quarter by quarter. Do you believe that they were shooting well because you went strong enough defensively, or they were just shooting the lights out?
Bit of both. Yeah, our first quarter, just our intent wasn't really there to put them under pressure, and I thought the second half was more in line what we are as a, you know, a great defensive team when we're all switched on, and I thought that keeping them to under 40 points in the second half was a big reason why we won.
When you look at starting the game this week, how do you start better? What's your focus points going in to make sure that they're ready for the start of it?
Yeah, I think probably just a little bit of rust. First game at the arena and the excitement of, you know, unveiling the banner and a bit of side distraction. So I think we'll be a little bit more locked in this week.
Dario found himself in some early foul trouble. Mm. Probably didn't help to start that game. Do you talk to him, especially as he sort of tries to find his feet in this league, do you talk to him about toning it back, or do you like the way he's been playing so far?
Yeah, got a couple of cheap ones, putting the hand in the cookie jar, you know, the last part. So, look, he's a really good defender and physical for us, and a really good rebounder, and that's what he's got to do on the court when it's bright lights. So, yeah, we don't want those ticky-touch little fouls to put him on the bench.
We've seen the excitement that Lamella Borfix has already brought just one game in. Mm. Videos coming crazy on social media. Does it get the players a little bit excited to, you know, get a sense of the sort of leverage that this game is getting across the country and across the world?
Yeah, I don't know, you probably might have to ask him a little bit, but we probably got a little bit of taste of it down in Hobart, which is good for our season, but we know it's more than just one player. You know, Brooks is very good, Blanchfield is good, Ogilvie, you know, and they've got some young fellas, Greeter, and so they're pretty talented team, so we're more worried about the team than one person.
It's amazing, the hype around him, he's arriving with sort of a hero factor, but he's an opponent. How would you like your fans to treat him, given we've seen how they've treated big names in the past? Gordon gets booed and Bogut gets booed. How would you like them to welcome him to the jungle?
Well, I think they, you know, he's got no history here whatsoever. So it's, you know, it's either does two ways. It gets players excited to play there or gets them intimidated. So we're more worried about their Wollongong team than any one person.
How is the squad, obviously, a game like that goes right down the line, very taxing on the players?
Yeah, I hope so. It's you know, it was good just to get that underneath the bat belt to, you know, move forward. Hopefully during the year, start of the year, as we're coming together as a team, we're certainly not there together all the way through at the moment, but we're working towards that, and hopefully we can get a couple of early wins on the board and play the right way.
How nice is it as a coach? Obviously, you'd rather be in a winning position, but to have the confidence in your bench, you know, and your starting players that you're able to sort of come back and you're never really out of any games.
Yeah, look, I say to the guys, I play the guys who are playing the best at the moment. So it's not, you know, you're a named player and you're guaranteed minutes, you're not. It's the five on the court that are playing together well, and when they play together, I'll stay with them and I'll turn around and tell the bench guys or whoever's on the bench at that time, I'm staying with this team right now. Actually, and our bench guys did a great job in that third quarter getting us back into the game and getting some rhythm. So, you know, they got the full confidence of the coaching staff.
Given Brooks and almost by the same amount of minutes. I mean, do you have a plan for, you know, be it Norton or Martin, to go one-on-one with those guys when they're on the court?
Oh, yeah, well, look, we'll pick out their weaknesses in attack, and, you know, they're two great players, but their team's loaded with great players as well. So we're respectful and we know it's going to be hard work, and hopefully we can get a win on Friday night.
What'd you take from that game in Hobart?
I thought we played really well in the first quarter. I think we were up about 15 or something, and then we kind of dropped off with our intensity. So we just want to get playing the right way for 40 minutes. We did 20 minutes the other night, and so hopefully we can build on that.
Your first three at home, obviously, how important is that for the rest of the season going forward?
I'll worry about game two on Friday night first, and you can't get too far ahead of yourself. And it's the same in this league. If you don't bring it every night, you're going to get beaten. It's a simple fact, so we're worried about Friday night.